come on, come on, everybody. 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 Come on, come on, everybody.
All right, we have a brand new show with me here on The Derek Shapiro Show, here on Lose Yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Here on, this is my first Pot A, Pot B show on episode number 8 with the guest IMZ, Rola, meteorologist Mark Searles from ABC 6 News and the Rhode Island News Channel. And we have Malevolent Sneaker Tooth and his bodyguard, Mike Petracca. And we do have, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, we have Sparrow. That's a cool interview. But first, the winner of the gift certificate, the $20 gift certificate from Slip Disc and the $20 gift certificate from Pizza Hut is Tiffany Culler from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Now, up to our first guest, we have IMZ. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
What's going on,
yes.
Derek?
Yes, what's going on with you guys?
Same old, just got done with a show last night. We murdered it like usual.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Rep 401.
Rode through the studio, 3 hours sleep. So good, baby. Right?
That's supposed to be in this industry, right?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, tell me your names and also to DeMarco, too.
Yeah, Fork Tongue, baby.
Yeah, a.k.a. Fatal.
All right.
Yeah, Saint Joe. You know how we do. We're missing memory today. You know what I'm saying? People busy. He's got some shit to do and take handle business, but we'll get him up in here later on.
So good.
And say hello to DeMarco, too.
What's up, everybody? It's DeMarco.
All right. He's the manager of the group.
That's right. Yep.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And, how did you all come together and form this rap group as well as come up with the name IMZ?
You know, that's a good question. We actually started a long time ago. We were all buddies for a very long time. We all grew up together. I started in high school. We were about 16 years old. I ain't gonna lie, at first we were just fucking around, trying to have some fun,
sure,
to know each other, you know what I mean? It was fun. We used to get, you know, twist a couple up, have a couple of drinks, started off at parties, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Started off in the basement, recording in the bath, I swear, rapping out of the fucking shower, no joke. you know how we do.
Hanging the microphone.
But no, basically, like I said, we became close friends.
Sure.
Get it from there. And we got our name, Immortals. It's funny, a lot of people ask that question, understandable.
Yep.
It's kind of outlandish name, you know, Immortals, who the hell does that?
Sure.
We do. But now, and one way or another, we all should have died at least once. You know what I'm saying? So we feel like we're here for a reason.
Yeah.
Obviously, we ain't immortal, but I guarantee our music will be.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Right. That's right. So y'all have 9 lives, right?
Yeah, I already lost two of them, so I got
it. Yep. We all lost a couple. Yeah. But our music lives on forever. That's why we're immortal.
Right. Right.
And now, being an all-white rap group, you know, how is that for the music scene around here, you know, trying to get mainstream?
I'm going to be honest. I really don't think it makes much of a difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't.
I think people who make a big deal out of it, it becomes a big deal.
Music's music, you know?
Sure.
Yeah,
stay on the grind.
Around here, it's not a big deal, but when we go national, I mean, there's a lot of dope white rappers, but you don't see many making the mainstream, so I think once it gets to that point, it might be a problem, but as of now, I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you work with a lot of, people around here, and such as other places, such as Fed Hill, Meal Ticket, Divine Allah from NYC. Of course, Rola, you know, who's going to be the guest after you guys. Just name a few. You know, how is it to work with this variety of talented people, individuals?
You know, it's good. There's a lot of talent out there nowadays. A lot of people showcasing their talent, you know. And it's really an honor to get up and do stuff with these people who are really honest about what they want to do. They got a lot of passion, a lot of drive. And it's good. You know what I'm saying? People need to come together like that. We need to do something about it.
Sure.
401 needs to stand up. I mean...
Yeah, there's a lot of talent in Rhode Island. We just need to all come together.
Yeah,
make it happen. Everybody's no hating, just come together.
That's correct.
As soon as one of us blows up, then people are going to start looking in this state, and it's going to bring more of us out there. So that's what we're trying to do.
It's going to happen.
Yes,
now, before we get to the first song, do you want to do an a cappella thing you said you want to do?
You want to drop something real quick?
Sure.
Yeah,
yes, sir. Drop something real quick for you. Move this over here. Life's too short, why walk through a hollow? I live each day as if I'ma die tomorrow. It's the truth, I'm a leader, lest there's a reason to follow. For the youth, that's the type of lifestyle you should model, cause it's a fucked up world nowadays. From deadly hurricanes to terrorist rampage, got people scared of riding their trains and airplanes. Like we're de-evolving, using more actions, less brain. It's crazy, it's like we're out of our mind. The hard times got me on the grind, looking for mine, which is good unless you don't know what you're looking to find. They cook, I do it with a book, it'll happen. happen in due time. Yep, the rap game, it's a legal hustle, but the problem is to push the product, you need the muscle. Trust you, me, pay attention when they'll spit that real shit. I'ma put you on to it real quick, show some love, it could open up an option or two. They hate and say that we commercial, cause we marketable. Ripping up a fly instead of giving props to the crew. Having trouble staying humble, fuck's that gonna do?
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
What's up? But yeah, fucking.
That's awesome. And what's the first song we're gonna be playing today?
No, we're gonna play We Make Music.
Okay, tell me a little about that song before we hear it.
You know, it's funny to say. You know, a lot of people out there like to categorize people and put them under certain genres, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's obvious we got a hip hop feel. You know what I mean? But we consider ourselves as we make music. You know what I mean? We make music, and that's what it is. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize what music is.
The song says it all. We ain't rap. We ain't hip hop. We make music. We won't stop. You know what I'm saying? That's it. A lot of people around here say their music is a movement, but you know what? I look at it like, this ain't a it's not a movement. It's just, this is music, and it's what we do.
Yep. So, okay, well, here it is. Here's We Make Music. Here, I'll Lose Yourself, Eric Chappelle Show.
Vocal or instrumental sounds for beauty of form or emotional expression, usually according to cultural standards of rhythm or melody, or especially in Western culture, harmony. We ain't rap, we ain't hip-hop, we ain't rock, we make music and we won't stop. Fuck the genre, it ain't about the skill you got, it's being open-minded, able to speak from the heart. Instead of trying to listen and put yourself in a position you hate, even though you relate, because it's different. Rate by the way that they sound and how they spitting. Whatever happened to the passion in the written, the content is missing. They press and they sell quantity instead of quality, expression itself. Instead of putting time in to show the world how they felt, they try to cater to his ego and you're left on the shelf. It's emotion, a passion you're feeling when you blast it.
What up?
Baby, good music is everlasting. ZZB, man.
What up?
What's cracking?
Yeah, we make music.
And they make racket.
Zigzag Beardman and IMC assume the position. And dance really, you can call it hip hop, you can call it rock, you can define it however the fuck you want. Just I'm not up to be the same kind of critic. Cause we make music.
Rap, we ain't hip hop, we ain't rock, we make music and we won't stop. Plus the controversy we spark could start up a riot. That's why I recommend having an open mind before you buy it. IMC ain't the shit that you used to. We make music to enlighten, not just to amuse you. Many ain't hip hop, that's bending the facts. Well, come on, who else talk about Zen and they raps? We're more than this and that, I'll explain it all in stats. Sometimes we have to hear zack, zack, and rap it to track. It's made to display straight from the booth to you. That's why I smile when they ask what kind of music we do. Well, we're Jackson Vol trades, that's mastered always. A microphone magic splashed off the page. Our tracks are classic since we're wording them right. And we're like anything you've ever fucking heard in your life.
Zigzag Beardman and IMC assume the position. And dance believe you can call it hip hop, you can call it rock, you can define it however the fuck you want. Just position and dance freely. You can call it hip hop, you can call it rock, you can define it however the fuck you want. Just honor up to be the same kind of critic. Cause we make music, we make music. All in all, we're breaking down the walls. Cause we make music.
We ain't rap, we ain't hip-hop, we ain't rock. We make music and we won't stop. We can't be categorized or labeled as pop. We trying to change the game, so watch the ticking of the clock. Cause it's coming and the future is now. We put it down like nobody does. We the kings without our crowns. I make music for me and not you. If I wanna scream on a track, that's what I'll do. If I wanna sing country, yeah, I'll do that too. Don't try to place limits on what I can do. Cause with talent, you can see me like you're Mr. Magoo. With coke bottle glasses about music, you don't have a clue. You can get one, we can help you with that. Fall back, genre benders have been sent to attack.
Oh my God!
We're the ECW, we're rap, a true alternative to the other commercial crap.
Zigzag Beardman and IMC assume the position. And dance believe you can call it hip hop, you can call it rock, you can define it however the fuck you want. Just honor up to be the same kind of critic. Cause we make music. Position and dance, believe you can call it hip hop, you can call it rock, you can define it however the fuck you want. Just make music, we make music. On and on, we're breaking down the walls. Cause we make music, we make music.
Vincent's Kitchen. Wake up and smell the coffee. The basics, omelets, pancakes, or French toast, quickies, side orders, sandwiches, beverages. Also, they have sandwiches, add-ons, salads, club sandwiches, homemade soups, soul food, Saturday, Vinnie Burger, platter specials. They are from the sea menu, beverages, and, of course, my favorite, desserts. So go visit Vincent's Kitchen at 1092-94 Chalkstone Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Their hours of operation are 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Take out orders. Phone number is 401-383-8311. Wake up and smell the coffee at Vincent's Kitchen. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. If you like this episode, join me for the next episode, December 15th, with Frank Coletta from NBC 10, Meal Ticket, Neil Salisbury, T, Bite from New Jersey, and Scott Hayes. That's December 15th, only on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. We are back with IMZ.
Yep.
Now tell me, you are signed to a record label from Florida. Tell me about a little bit about this record label and what things are happening with this record label that you're signed to.
All right. We're not signed to a label. No. We work with a label. Right. We have a mutual agreement. We help them out. They help us out.
Okay.
It's better that way. There's nothing on paper, no hard feelings.
Okay. Independent, baby.
That's right. If we need something, if they can provide it, they give it to us. Same respect in the other way.
So what are they doing for you? And what are you doing, you know?
Well, they work with a lot of things in the Spanish market.
Really?
It's a big thing down there.
Sure.
They got, you know, Spanish hip-hop artists. They have one artist. His name's Sucio. Big ups to him. That's our dog.
Yep.
I'm Rush.
Yeah. He's got an album released under Universal Music Latino.
Sure.
Came out March of 2004.
Yeah.
I did pretty well with that. He works with a lot of people down there.
Awesome.
But the Spanish community, it's a big thing. It's a real big thing.
Yeah.
They help us out with that. Cool. I mean, they've hooked us up with a lot of things.
Exactly.
I went down there and visited. I got to throw myself in a quick movie.
Yeah.
Sucio's the main star in that.
Really?
It's a good thing. It's called Tumbe.
Really?
Yep. It's going to be released with Rhino Studios.
Really? Well, hey, hola to the Spanish listeners out there, too.
Absolutely.
Yes. And what projects are you working on now? Since your last projects.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a couple of things going right now. One thing that we're focusing on is the Bulldog Music Contest right now.
Oh, yes.
By the time this show is out, we would have already competed in it. It's on October 3rd.
Okay.
Now, what that means is we need everybody to support us.
Yep.
Hopefully, by this point, we'll be in the trenches.
You see us on national television.
That's right.
Right.
First prize, $1 million contract. And, you know, put 401 out there.
Yes.
It's for Rhode Island. We're the only group representing us.
Time biggest to come little up and state, do something. Baby.
That's right.
And now tell me about each of you now, okay? What do you guys like to do in your spare time, okay?
Spare time? I don't know. Just get a bottle of Henny and drink it all and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just chill, hit the clubs up, chill with the Kumadas.
We ain't catching ciphers, corner ciphers. I like beating the bedroom up, you know. I'm not gonna lie, I try to do what I can to make stay happy because you know what, life's too short and there ain't too many things out there, you know what I mean? So I try to stay happy, keep
okay.
a smile
stay
on
in the grind
times.
Keep it sanely.
Yeah,
sure.
No, I'm the serious dude. I read a lot of books about the government. I do
really
stuff like that. I'm the reader. I'm the knowledge guy in the groups. So that's
yeah,
what
sure.
I do. Like, I don't really go out too much. I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't smoke.
Well, if you read a lot of things about the government, you should go on to 9/11 conspiracy about the...
Trust me,
yeah.
I could go on for hours
yeah.
and hours and hours.
Yeah, you heard about that, too.
Yeah,
and what about you?
That's another show, yeah.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you? What are you doing in your spare time?
I'll tell you what. I work a lot. I got no breaks. When I got a break, I like to play pool.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got to challenge you sometimes. There's a pool thing right over here near the studio over here. And we'll see. We'll see. What?
You bet money?
That's like a challenge.
We won't talk about that now. I'm not that good. But what other music other than yours do you, are you influenced by, you know?
No,
or do you like, you know?
I'm gonna be dead honest. You know, I grew up to a lot of rock and roll, all types of shit.
Like who?
AC/DC, sure. Metallica. I like Guns N' Roses, all that shit.
You know, Hootie the Blowfish?
I feel you don't. I don't go that far, but I feel you don't know music until you know all music. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. All music. And what about you? Who are you inspired?
We all grew up on. It's all the same. My pops, you know what I mean, just grew up on all the rock and roll. Yeah. On just hip hop, so.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I started off with hip hop. I used to listen to Public Enemy and all that stuff when I was young, and then when I kind of got into my teenage years, I started listening to rock more, and then I started doing this. And I'm influenced by everything myself. I listen to whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Music's music. It's an art. You know what I mean?
It's Marvin Gaye. Absolutely.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, and this is DeMarco saying this.
Yeah.
I personally don't necessarily like hip hop.
Really?
I'm into rock music. Something with the aggression. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, we make hip-hop music, whatever you want to call it. We make music, you know. But I'm influenced by rock and roll music. You hear it in the music.
And what's the next thing you want to do? You want to do in more a cappella before we get to the next song, right?
Fatal. Okay.
Yeah, it's Fatal. This nation's overpopulated with deadly diseases. People dying from heaters, never did nothing but believe in Jesus. Leaders, but they still coming upon tragedies. The best are best people, but still dying happily and suffer. Just trying to make it through another winter and summer. Cause shit can go wrong at any time and take you under. Be cautious, cause these numbers are looking enormous. One day we living happily, the next we all goners. Hanging the corners, sipping Henny and Coronas. Hollering the shorty, scoring some points and trying to get a bonus. We all thugs trying to get the same shit. Green and love, some booty, some pussy, and puffing on some bud.
Yeah. 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 Vado.
Yes.
Vado.
Yeah. And what's the next song we're going to be playing on the Derek Shapiro Show?
This little joint right here we call Get Mine, because we going to get
actually, it's actually called Can't Change Me.
Yeah, whatever. You know how we do. I forget that shit. We have too many songs. But anyways, we going to get ours. And if you don't get yours, we going to get yours too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Can't Change Me.
Is that on the Derek Shapiro?
Oh, by the way, this is produced by Lingo. Big ups to Lingo.
Yeah, Lingo.
Produce that for us.
What's up, big up, Lingo.
And after that song, we're going to be hearing Roll Up. Next, we're going to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you guys for stopping by.
I'ma get my head by. I know who I am, what I want, how to grind in time. So I'ma get my head by. I ain't afraid to die when you die. I'm so fly style. So I'ma get my head by. Always try to change the way that I think and feel. I'ma keep it real with you. I think it's pitiful, you think I'm miserable. Cause this is my life, my brain, my pen and my pad. It's all I ever had and all I need, so fuck a family tree. I'm antisocial, just me being me. You wanna change me? Well, you can't, so don't push me. Cause I'm a man and I can stand on my own 2 feet. Walk with me through the sands of time and back. Was raised as a man but began as a boy, your nutsack. Now it's front and center, I spit my life on a track. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave me on the rack. But know that one day I'ma be back with snaps attached to the backpack with a MAC-10. Now I'm playing, I got you tripping off what I'm saying. I'm parlaying in the cup with a cup of that juice. And y'all can call me Ant Mobile, why? Cause I got boost.
I'ma get mine, cause I know who I am, what I want, how to grind, it's time, so I'ma get mine. I ain't afraid to die, watch me shine, I'm so fly, it's time, so I'ma get mine. Cause I know who I am, what I want, how to grind, it's time, so I'ma get mine. Cause I ain't afraid to die, watch me shine, I'm so fly, it's time, so I'ma get mine.
You never change me, or the way I handle my biz. Fuck y'all hating on me cause of where I live. I ain't ashamed and I ain't afraid to do no biz. So think twice if you ever plan to slander the kid. Straight out of C-Town. Yeah, I'm far from the projects. You don't handle gunshots cause we use blunt objects. Hating and dirt digging's just a part of the process. Trying to break me down and still ain't made no progress. You know the deal, what you see is what you get. What the fuck does being real gotta do with where you're at? I don't know, eventually you trip up, skipping a step, and I'll be right there to make an example. Do it correct, cause the ANG see through your bluffing. The eyes are windows to the soul. They show frontin' opinions of assholes. Get a bad one, fuck it. I'm way too thick headed, homie. So y'all ain't telling me nothing.
I'ma get mine, cause I know who I am, what I want. How to grind, it's time, so I'ma get mine. I ain't afraid to die, watch me shine. I'm so fly, it's time, so I'ma get mine. Cause I know who I am, what I want. How to grind, it's time, so I'ma get mine. Cause I ain't afraid.
afraid to die. Watch me shine. I'm so fly. It's time, so I'ma get mine. Fuck you if you don't care. But the reason why I'm still here is the same reason why I don't care. If I live or die, I'ma make the sky fly. So I'ma shine till the day I die. Pops taught me never to lie, so I'ma tell you the truth. Yeah, the outside of me is cute, but piss me off and watch my insides turn a little ugly on your ass. Take your mask off, this life's a dream. Open your eyes and watch it pass, cause it doesn't last. Nah. Forever, never, I will change, cause I'm better in the same. All the stress in the brain just makes you stronger, man. Life's a lesson ever since a boy I've been heading this direction, manifesting this perfection, stressing, yeah. Building to perfection was my hardest part, but now I'm on top. I'll never stop, even if death is coming to knock me down. Lingo, let them feel the sound, cause there's not enough time in this rhyme for me to show them how I feel now. I'ma get mine, cause I know who I am, what I want, how to grind. It's time, so I'ma get mine. I ain't afraid to die, watch me shine. I'm so fly, it's time, so I'ma get mine. Cause I know who I am, what I want, how to grind. It's time, so I'ma get mine. Cause I ain't afraid to die, watch me shine. I'm so fly, it's time, so I'ma get mine.
American Diabetes Association. Every 21 seconds, someone is diagnosed with diabetes. Every 21 seconds, there is a new reason to walk. Who's your reason? Join the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com on Saturday, October 21st, 2006 at Newport, Rhode Island at Salve Regina University. Check-in is at 10 a.m. and the walk starts at 11 a.m. at Salve Regina University. Sponsored by Koch Eye Center for Diabetes, Jocelyn Diabetes Center, Neighborhood Health Plan, ABC6, The Partners Phoenix, and The Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. A Wish Come True Incorporated, A Walk for a Wish. Where else? Warwick Mall. When? Sunday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock a.m. is check-in, and walk starts approximately at 9:30. How to register? Send your completed registration form at A Wish Come True by October 12th. The first 300 registered walkers and families with $15 or more receive official Walk for Wish t-shirt. Yes. Or you can register at 1010 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, that's Warwick Mall, Sunday, October 22nd at 9 a.m. Walk for Wish. So join me in the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Just calling in to inform you that George W. Bush is a complete and total puppet, and Derek Shapiro is a complete and total moron. Thank you, and have a good night.
Hello, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with Rola. Welcome back, Rola.
What's going on? All smiles, baby.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. We should play that, you know, song, you know, Welcome Back, Hottie, you know, Welcome
Back. Oh, yeah.
Back.
Welcome Back. Yeah, I love that song.
Thank you for coming back. My wife, Rola.
And Mr. Carter.
And Mr. Carter, yes. My wife, Rola.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah,
my former co-host, of course.
Yeah, you don't have to announce that on the air, but whatever.
Yes,
yeah, so.
Yes.
To everybody out there, still hate.
Yes. And let's see. What's my first question over here? Okay, here's this. Tell me now, okay? You've been traveling throughout Rhode Island, and
yep.
New York, and soon heading to New Hampshire,
yeah.
Massachusetts, and Connecticut. Tell me about all these places.
Well, it has a lot to do with who is interested in me now, and man, I'm so excited about everything. And it's a lot of fun because, you know, I'm, you know, getting out there now. My name is being heard, you know what I'm saying?
As it should be.
Rola.
Rola.
Yep, always on the go.
And the slogan is, we ask people on the streets, have you entered the Rola Zone? And This is the Rola Zone. So now people listen to you now.
You just entered the Rola Zone.
Exactly.
Baby.
Exactly. Yes. I like that.
Taste it. Yeah. You love it.
And your website is
www.rola. I mean, excuse me, myspace.com. Rola. AMB is
yes.
she. Hate it, love it, whatever.
Yes. Actually, I forgot to tell the last guest who was here, I forgot to tell their website. What is their website? www.myspace.com.
No, it's immortals.com.
Yes, immortals.com. You go that, talk.
All right. IMZ.
So Rola, let's see. What's my last question over here? I can't remember my own handwriting. Can you believe that?
Yeah, you do got sloppy handwriting.
I have chicken shit
handwriting.
That's
why...
I just swore.
Yeah, the co-host swore.
Yes. Now we're gonna. This is over here. Okay, what's your favorite place to visit? Okay, do you have more than one place?
I love every place. You know, it gets me out of this privy. You know what I mean?
Of course. Like, what
my favorite place though is New York. When I first visited there, I was like,
okay, New York City, Brooklyn, Bronx. What's your
Harlem was Harlem. Was
Harlem
amazing.
Harlem was fun, wasn't it? Harlem was fun. Because we go together, of course. I'm a manager, reality resource, music manager.
Right. Harlem
was fun.
Harlem is, to me personally, is like a New Orleans. All you see is black people.
And it was fun because you had a lot of love there. When I was selling your CDs in Harlem. Okay?
Yes, I did.
People loved your sound in Harlem.
Right.
Why do you think so?
I'm different.
And
you know
also, too, when you play the Village Underground, in New York.
Yes.
Last month,
I got a I got a wonderful response from them.
From the A&R from Sony Music.
That's right. I forgot about it.
Yes.
Shout out to the Village Underground in New York, yes, baby. Yes.
All right, we're going to play one of your hits from the Rola album.
Yes, self-titled.
Regret. Tell me about Regret, first of all. Again.
It is what it is, and what you see is what you give.
That's an old song over here. We're going to be playing that, of course. Here is Regret on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Right don't make it wrong. Sure enough, you got your facts wrong.
You got your facts
with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. If you like this episode, join me for the next episode, December 15th, with Frank Coletta from NBC 10, Meal Ticket, Neil Salisbury, T, Bob. Bite from New Jersey, and Scott Hayes. That's December 15th, only on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. A Wish Come True Incorporated. A Walk for a Wish. Where else? Warwick Mall. When? Sunday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock a.m. is check-in. And walk starts approximately at 9:30. How to register? Send your completed registration form at A Wish Come True by October 12th. The first 300 registered walkers and families with $15 or more receive official Walk for a Wish t-shirt. Yes. Or you can register at 1010 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, that's Warwick Mall, Sunday, October 22nd at 9 a.m. Walk for Wish. So join me in the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Yeah, I am Z.
Fatal, baby.
It's your boy Angel. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, derekshapiroshow.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Not now, now.
Check it out.
We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we're back with Rola.
Rola, Doc.
Rola.
Rola.
Rola. All right, before we go on, I just got to tell you that. I got one email from Cindy Powell from North Providence, Rhode Island, saying that you were the best co-host. And our son River agrees, too, because he's over here.
Yeah.
And our daughter London's in the studio. Hi, London. Princess of A&B.
Ambitious Records.
Yes. And also, too, let's see, this other call-in from Jeff Perry from Harlem.
Yeah.
Now, remember we met this? I think we met this Jeff Perry. Like, we do a lot of advertising.
Yeah, we met this other guy, T. He helped us find the subway.
Yeah. Saying, bring back Roller, you know?
Yeah.
But now, you're working on a lot of new stuff, you know? You're working with the Rebel, London, our daughter, Princess of A&B.
I'm not working with Rebel. That was just that song.
Okay. Well, DeMarco and IMZ.
Yep.
And
yes, I am.
About all these people that you're working with, how is it that, you know, does it shape your music, you know?
Working with a lot of artists, it does sometimes, you know, inspire me for certain songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to work with those that are definitely focused, that love to do different things. And,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
And you can't forget your top one producer is J Rhythm over here.
Hell yes.
The Derek Shapiro Show.
J Rhythm, baby.
J Rhythm.
That's how we do.
Yes. And that's how you do, yes.
Yeah.
And
he's on another level, baby.
And we're going to play a snippet from music. Here's a
snippet. It features London and, of course, Rebel.
Okay, here's a snippet of it. Back, and that was a snippet of music.
Yeah. I'm gonna love you.
Yes, and now you have a show coming up, the 20th at Coda Lounge.
Yeah,
the Paper Chasers.
Yes. Paper Chasers is all thank you to them.
Yes.
Shout out to Paper Chasers.
And Flawless on the 20th of this month.
Yes,
that's in 5 more days after the show comes out on the 15th.
Yep.
You have a show in Hartford, Connecticut, a cultural center, on the 25th of this month in Hartford, Connecticut. And the thing
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say thank you to the labels. All these setups are from my management team Reality Resource Music Management, talking to these different A&Rs and stuff and the labels that are interested.
Sure.
So I want to give a shout out to, well, they know who they are, you know what I mean?
And tell me about this DW too?
Yeah, DW, I guess they have some contacts with Sony. That's what we found out.
What about Motown?
Oh, Motown, they're solely by themselves and something. I don't want to give all, but.
Sure.
You know.
All right. And now you have a show coming up at the 30th of this month, a big show around here. You have a big concert, AS220.
Yeah, that's a Halloween bash. Yeah.
With meal ticket, stars of Murph, R&B King of Rhode Island.
Joey Zuzu.
Joey Zuzu, and just added IMZ, of course.
IMZ, yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be off the hook.
That's a, it's called Trick or Treat with Rolla.
Yeah.
And the 7th of next month.
Yep.
At the Press Room in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at 9 p.m.
Yeah, I'll be doing my thing there.
Sure. And November 12th at the New Wave Cafe in Hartford, Connecticut. No,
yeah.
No, I'm sorry. New Bedford, Mass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have
yeah.
Borders.
I'm just like booked all over the map. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of fun because I'm being heard.
Sure.
And people are definitely, definitely hearing my music and they're definitely appreciating it. And they're also saying I do not sound like no one out there. And I'm loving it.
Exactly.
Because I know I do. I know I'm different.
And you have the Borders books and music at 7:30 p.m. in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yeah, now that's going to be different because
be cool.
Borders down here, they don't have nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
And that's that is going to be – Borders is going to be December 1st. Then you have
December
back
1st.
In Brooklyn at Auckland Bar at December 14th at
right,
9 p.m.
Right.
Now you were just in Brooklyn, October 8th.
Yeah, a couple
at,
of
at this candy store.
No, not
the candy store.
Right. That went well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all these locations, you know, how do you keep a real traveling to all these locations, Rolla?
It's a lot, but hey, I do it. You know what I mean? Because this is the industry, and
sure.
If you ain't fit for it, you might as well get out of it right now.
Because
they sure don't care about your problems. They don't care about no BS.
Exactly.
They just, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
now tell me about the song London we're going to be hearing. It's going to be on the soundtrack of the Derek Shapiro Show in February, coming to be releasing. Tell me about the song London.
Yeah, my husband wanted the song on his soundtrack.
That's, of course, me.
So,
I'm your husband, Derek Shapiro.
So, shut up. But anyway, so I said, why not put it on there? And it's a hot song. Right? My songs, they're hot. And if you don't think so, oh well.
Well, thank you, Rolla, for being with us.
Rolla!
Again. And here, and coming up next, just me and Jay Rhythm speaking. But first, here is London here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
A&B Princess.
From heaven, you're dear to me. You're just like no other, it amazes me. Pretty little smile and small cries, you're a growing sea. Anything you need, I got your back. You're my little girl, London. The first day I held you were so small. Couldn't believe when I was gay. I gave birth to a child, God-given praise. You were born healthy, crying my tears out as I held you close and hugged you. Baby, little girl from heaven, you're dear to me. You're just like no other, it amazes me. Pretty little smile and small cries, you're a growing sea. I got your back, you're my little girl, London. So unplanned and worried, I want so much to give you the world and everything. I work back at your heart, you'll be someday anything you want to be. The beautiful girl you are, mama loves you, girl. Girl from heaven, you're dear to me. Just like no other, it amazes me. Pretty little smile and small cries, you're a growing sea. Anything you need, I got your back. You're my little girl, London.
This is brought to you by www.pchip.com. home.
When the weekend come, you looking for something to do.
Something to do.
Dakota Lounge is where it's at, so come on through.
Come on through.
It don't matter if you don't know, you chillin' with your boo.
With your boo.
Or you with your crew.
With your crew.
You can bring them too.
Bring
Crisis on the mic, atheist on the beach. Y'all know where to be when you see us in the street. You like what you hear and you can see us every week at Coda Lounge on Killing Me Street.
You can check us out online on PCHipHop.com. And on the MySpace, you already know what it is. Holla.
What you doing Saturday? What you doing Friday? I'll be at Coda Lounge where we set right off the highway.
PCHipHop.com.
Paper chasers, you know, you smell me. You can check us out at PCHipHop.com, you know what I'm saying? At Quarters Lounge every Friday, every Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Right off Killingly Street, baby. Get off the highway.
This is brought to you by www.PCHipHop.com.
Now we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. And we have from ABC 6 News and the Rhode Island News Channel, meteorologist Mark Searles. Welcome to the Derek
Shapiro
Show.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being here. So, first of all, you've been with WLNE for 10 years and chief meteorologist for 5 years. Now, tell me, do you feel like a celebrity, you know, being that noticed, you know, for that long?
I don't think I feel like a celebrity. I just feel lucky that I've been able to have a job for that long. Actually, sure. I started at Channel 6 as an intern in 92
right.
when I was in college and got my first job there in 94. So I'm at 12 years now. So
sure.
it's a long time to stay in one place, but it's my home.
Sure.
I'm from Seekonk
yep.
You know, so you're lucky to be able to work in this business in your hometown
yep.
and to have been able to move up like I have.
Right.
You know, it's been great all along.
Sure. And before Channel 6, you were with
WVNY. Yeah, in Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont.
Great town. If you've ever been up to Northern New England.
No, never been up
it's
there.
It's cold.
Cold.
Get that out of the way yep. first. They have a brutal winter, but if you can get past that, it's a beautiful college town.
I know not to go in there in the wintertime with Bain and Sue and when.
That's probably a good thing. That yes. Good idea not to do. Check it out in the summertime. Lake Champlain's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, a great swimming area. Really? And it's
Lake
it's
Champagne? You have Champagne?
Not Champlain. It's not Champagne. It's
no.
Champlain.
Okay. And by the way, do you think that there's a lot of pressure predicting the weather, you know, especially when, you know, the weather changes so frequently and on the hour, for that matter, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you would call it pressure. I think maybe we put the pressure on ourselves because I think
sure.
I think people generally understand mm-hmm. how difficult it can be to predict
yep.
in New England,
yep.
Especially, you know, snowstorms. That's when we tend to get at the worst. If
sure.
if we say there's going to be a big one and it turns to rain, or if we say it doesn't look like a big deal and we end up getting a foot of snow, that's usually when we hear it the most.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but the guest before you, you know, Rolla, of course, my wife, met your colleague, Wendy Giacchetti, a few years ago at the supermarket.
Ah.
And, you know, she said to Wendy when she met her in person, you know, she says, you know, you look better with no makeup. I don't know if you noticed that. She doesn't wear too much
makeup.
Well,
Wendy's, she's a very attractive woman.
Yes,
no
yes.
doubt.
I always see together at work more every year when you do the MDA telephone.
Yeah, and she's
you know?
Very, very sweet. Just had her first son.
Really?
First child
really?
A few months back. And
really?
She's not as involved with Channel 6 as she once was. She's
no.
dedicating more time to being
exactly.
a mom, which is completely
yeah.
admirable. But we see it from time to time,
sure.
and it's always nice.
And you have two kids yourself, right?
I do, yeah.
How old are they now?
4 and almost 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's cool that your wife works for NBC 10, huh?
She does.
Yeah, so yeah. you watch Channel 10 and she watches Channel 6?
Oh, well, hopefully. You know, it's tough with the kids. You know what it's like. Usually we're not watching news when we're home with the kids. It's Disney or
awesome.
Nick Jr. or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Nicole Murray?
Nicole Murray is her name
yes,
on TV,
yes.
yeah.
And now what I want to do is if you can announce the first song over here.
First song.
The
this
first
is
song.
The artist is Rick Ashman.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And his song Baby Love?
Yes, the old tune by Dana Ross, which she's saying yes. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Baby love,
seem to hold you once again, my love. Feel your warm embrace, my love. Don't throw our love away.
Something to do,
something to do.
Dakota Lounge is where it's at, so come on through.
Come on through.
It don't matter if you don't know, you chillin' with your boo,
with your boo.
Or you with your crew,
with your crew.
You can bring them too.
Bring
Crisis on the mic, atheist in the beach. Y'all know where to be when you see us in the street. You like what you hear and you can see us every week at Coda Lounge on Killing Me Street.
You can check us out online on PCHipHop.com. And on the MySpace, you already know what it is. Holla.
What you doing Saturday? What you doing Friday? I'll be at Coda Lounge where we set right off the highway.
PCHipHop.com.
Paper chasers, you know, you smell me. You can check us out at PCHipHop.com, you know what I'm saying? At Quarters Lounge every Friday, every Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Right off Killingly Street, baby. Get off the highway.
This is brought to you by www.PCHipHop.com.
Enjoying hip-hop R&B singer Rola Friday, October 20th at 10 p.m. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. And again, we're here with meteorologist Mark Searles from ABC6 News and the Rhode Island News Channel, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. And now, being chief meteorologist, you must have a lot of pressures, of course. You had a schedule.
That's more pressure right there really? Than forecasting, because you have to make everybody happy in the weather really? Department. And
Frank Campagna, Tim Corbin, and Matt LaGore, huh?
Yeah, those four guys. Yes. Well, three and myself make four of the weather yes. team. You know, it's the big thing. The big challenge you have is making everybody pleased when it comes to vacation
sure.
time.
Sure.
Holiday time. You know, everybody wants Christmas off.
So you always have Christmas off because you're the chief, right?
Well, it's been that way for the last few years. Sure, when I first started, I didn't, you know. Right. And you know, as you have kids, you want to spend the holiday time
exactly.
with kids. And some of us have kids, some of us don't. So
sure.
it's a little usually we're pretty accommodating about when guys
sure.
want to have time off or
yep.
Need some time. Fred's going to have his wife have another baby coming
really?
Up here, so he's going to need some family time off
really?
With that. And,
sure, sure.
You know, it's
so a lot more work for you then, you know.
Well, yeah, we kind of cover for each other, and then when
good.
Fred comes back, it'll be close to Christmas time, and
sure.
Fred may have to do a little bit of work around Christmas
yes.
this year.
Now, my friend Sam Schwartz, of course, interns
yeah.
there for many years now. Now, tell me, what is the duty of an intern? What's the duty of Sam?
It's nice to have Sam in particular is great because he's very much into weather. He's watching it from home. He'll email me when something exciting is going
sure.
on. Sam, your friend's big thing is hurricanes.
The hurricanes.
He's very,
yes.
very much into hurricane
he
season.
He calls me. Like we start out being, you know, weather watchers, you know, for Channel 12 and Channel 10. And he used to call me for every storm. He used to call me up, Derek, guess what? There's a storm, you know,
yeah.
for many years. You know, because I know him for many years, you know. And I call him, you know, like I keep asking him, you know, what's going to happen? You know, like, do you think we can get this hurricane? Do you think we can get this blizzard? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And that's what he does. He does that from home. He'll email me. He says, I think this one's coming in. This one's going out.
Yeah.
This is why, blah, blah, blah. So as an intern, it's good to have someone to sort of bounce things off of and
sure.
say, hey, what do you think about this, Sam? But
sure.
Sam's great. He comes in. He helps me analyze some of the weather maps, and he gets everything in order for me.
Sure.
It's nice for him, too, to come in and be able to hang around the station. He's
sure.
been doing this for years and years now.
Sure.
So
sure.
it works
that's
for
cool.
both of us.
What's your predictions of this winter? Do you think we're going to have a very excessive snowy winter, you know?
I think it's going to start off actually fairly on the mild side.
Yeah.
What we're watching right now is a transition toward El Nino again, which
yeah.
is everyone's heard a lot about this in the last
yes.
10 years or so. And our winters tend to be regulated by the severity of
yeah.
the El Nino. If it's a real strong one, meaning that the waters in the Pacific are warmer than usual
yeah.
or much more warmer than usual, then we tend to have a mild winter.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going toward that trend right now.
Yeah.
So. With that in mind, and the way the Atlantic water temperatures have been, they're definitely above average temperature-wise. So I think that's going to tend to create the first, at least the end of fall, beginning of winter, a little bit warmer than average. Sure. And then it depends on how strong that El Nino gets. Sure. If it becomes strong, then we're looking at a mild winter.
That's good. I like mild winter.
Well, with the oil prices and natural gas prices, I think a lot of folks would be happy with that.
Yes. And it says in your bio on the ABC6News.com, your website, that you like to go road biking and mountain biking. Hmm. Now, what's road biking? Is that motorcycle?
Not motorcycle. No, no. That would be sort of when I get older and I, okay. and I can't pedal a bike. then I'd move into the motorcycle. But I still like the pedal power. Yeah, you know, the skinny tires for the roads and the big knobby fat tires from the mountain biking.
Sure. And where do they go?
Well, there's great mountain biking trails around all of Rhode Island. Arcadia Park, Big River, mm-hmm. down in the southern part of the state. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Woods, even in the northern part of the state, is pretty cool spot.
You must go on the bike trail a lot in Barrington.
Yeah, I do. I tend to get on the bike trail, but I'll tell you, the bike trail is wonderful. It gets very crowded. Right. So you just got to be careful of kids, and especially in the summertime. So I tend to hit the streets and kind of get lost out in Rehoboth, Mass. There's some great roads out in Rehoboth.
Really?
Just explore. Yeah.
Sure. Well, one last thing over here, because you came here so gracefully, came in over here to the
Derek
Shapiro
graceful
show.
As I walked in the door.
Yes, you were.
Did you guys notice that?
So kindly over here to the Derek Shapiro show. I always get tongue twist when you know. It's literally like, you come, it's over here. You know. But anyway, to Panini Grill.
Thank you.
Especially grilled sandwiches. They have two locations, one in Newport, 186 Thames Street, and one in Middletown, 687 West Main Road. If you come in here, here's a $20 gift certificate, or what is it, $25 or $20? I don't know. It says you can get
whatever
a sandwich.
It is, it's very generous. Thank
yes.
you very much.
It says over here that you're entitled to two sandwiches of your choice, two bags of chips, and two sodas.
Wow.
So bring your wife down there, or bring whoever, you know, bring a colleague, whatever. Whatever.
Thank you, Derek. That's very, very nice of you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, if you can announce one last song over
yes.
here.
Yes, this is by Rolla.
Yes.
And Rolla's singing the Pawtucket Bus Ride.
Yes, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And up next, this is me talking, but there's one guest to show up.
On the ride back home, I see this girl sitting all alone. She asked if I had a cell phone. I said yes. Couldn't make a phone call. On the bus ride she started to cry, saying that she didn't know how to get home. But I saw she was lost, and telling her biz, and no one really paid attention to her. Alone in the cold, staring at the floor, eyes moving all around, because she's lost. A needful stare for air, so she talks out loud and doesn't
PCHipHop.com.
This is brought to you by www.PCHipHop.com.
When the weekend comes, you looking for something to do.
Something to do.
Dakota Lounge is where it's at, so come on through.
Come on through.
It don't matter if you don't know, you chilling with your boo.
With your boo.
Or you with your crew.
With your crew.
You can bring them too.
Bring
Crisis on the mic, atheist in the beach. Y'all know where to be when you see us in the street. You like what you hear and you can see us every week at Dakota Lounge on Killing Me Street.
You can check us out online on PCHipHop.com. And on the MySpace, you already know what it is. Holla.
What you doing Saturday? What you doing Friday? I'll be at Dakota Lounge where we set right off the highway.
PCHipHop.com.
Paper chasers, you know, you smell me. You can check us out at PCHipHop.com, you know what I'm saying? At Quarters Lounge every Friday, every Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Right off Killingly Street, baby. Get off the highway.
This is brought to you by www.PCHipHop.com.
Enjoying hip-hop R&B singer Rola Friday, October 20th at 10 p.m.